I'm Andrea Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. If you're waking up at 3 a.m., the universe might have something important to tell you. So says Ram Dass. He says that waking up during these pre-dawn hours might just be the best part of your day because this is the Creator's hour, when cosmic energy flows more freely. So don't waste these precious moments. Besides, at 3 a.m., you're much less likely to be distracted by all the things that keep us focused on everyday living. Think of it this way. How can you see the stars if you're in Times Square? At 3 a.m., the social world is quiet. At night, the world around us sleeps, and the universe is saying, listen to the whisper of your own soul. I don't know about you, but I often wake up around 3 or 4 a.m. and find it hard to fall back to sleep. But Ram Dass says that between 3 and 5 a.m., the veil between the worlds is thinner, making spiritual knowledge available on a deeper level. If you're exhausted with insomnia, try asking yourself, what am I supposed to hear during this time? When your ego dissolves and your witness consciousness appears, meaning you have the ability to feel like you can stand outside yourself and observe your own behavior. It's a time when you can ask, what wants to be born through me? This is why artists, writers, and inventors keep notebooks by their beds so they can capture creative inspirations and find the answers to difficult problems. Carl Jung mentions that 3 to 5 a.m. is a good time to confront your shadow. Perhaps if your psyche is causing you to wake up in the middle of the night, it's reminding you that you have some unfinished business, something that needs to be addressed, and this wakefulness might be the perfect time to do that. Waking up in the middle of the night is often more frequent when you're experiencing an intense spiritual or life transition. Perhaps the universe can help you restructure your consciousness. Ram Dass suggests a practice where we say we breathe in suffering and we breathe out comfort and love for ourselves and others, seeing this pre-dawn time as not a disruption, but an appointment with the divine. Waking from the sleep of separateness, we remember who we really are and wake up to the truth while listening to the music of the universe. Love is always present during these quiet hours when the world sleeps. Millions of people throughout the world use this time to find a deeper truth filled with love and compassion. I wondered what it would be like to try meditating between 3 and 5 a.m. I've done it now for 3 or 4 days. At first, I thought I might be falling asleep, so I tried extra hard to keep myself focused. And I wondered if it would be hard to get back to sleep again after being awake for an hour. But last night, something very strange happened. I meditated from 4 to 5 a.m. It was already light, and so I was afraid I'd have trouble getting back to sleep. But I got in bed and fell into the deepest sleep I can remember having in a very, very long time. I felt like I was one of those statues on Easter Island that's fallen over and been lying on the ground for 1,000 years. My body felt like it weighed a ton. I was completely immobile in my bed. For 3 hours, I'd been in this very, very deep sleep, waking up feeling strangely refreshed and deliciously comfortable. Remember that waking up at 3 a.m. might be something very special. This might be the universe saying, I love you so much, I want to spend more time with you. For Esoterica, I'm Andrea Bella. Thanks for listening.